Bob's invited his friends to watch a DVD he bought in a store. Jim's invited his friends to watch a pirated DVD he bought on the street. Bob's DVD looks amazing.
Stand still, fighter boy.
Jim's DVD doesn't. Bob's DVD sounds perfect. Jim's DVD doesn't.
Then wait, neighbor.
Bob's DVD makes sense.
Hey, you best shot!
Jim's DVD doesn't.
I've never seen it. I lost my eye. What the?
Bob's DVD brings all his friends closer. Jim's DVD makes all his friends disappear. Real DVDs are the right way to watch movies.
But I think in the real world, though, you'll all agree that it's more like this. Bob's invited his friends to watch a DVD he bought in the store. Jim's invited his friends to watch a movie he downloaded off the internet. Bob's DVD won't work in his $2,000 entertainment system because there's a hairline scratch on it. Jim's movie is on a hard drive, so it can't get scratched. And if he wants, he can burn it onto a DVD for all his friends to take home afterwards. Bob had to wait till the release date of his DVD, which then cost him $30 to buy. Jim's movie cost nothing, and he got it the day it was released in the movies. Bob's DVD brings all his friends close. Jim's DVD brings all his friends even closer. Wow, how'd you download it, mate? So, I have to give credit to whatever company that is, DVD, video, acknowledging that pirated DVDs does exist and it is a huge part of our world, but the ad isn't the right way to go about it. I mean, I know I have seen some pirated movies where there's people walking in front of the camera. Immediately after the movie stops, you see a zip close above the camera and there's no credits. But you have to know where to download them. I don't do it. Of course, I'm a theme. But there are some people that, you know, go to the right websites and download very good copies where you can even get previews of the movie so you know what you're downloading. And even if you do download a bad one, you haven't lost any money in doing so. But I do recommend you actually buy a DVD especially if you want to support the company that makes it. You know, if it's a really good movie, like I love Robert Rodriguez's movies, and so I will always buy all of his movies, except for the new one, which is a child's movie. I will not be buying that. And so I think there's a lesson that can be learnt by movie makers, actors, and producers. Make better movies. That way I'll feel good about buying them. Listen to Stappy FM, because it can...
It targets your entire core, upper, middle, and lower abs, and even your obliques, all in one circular motion, as it aerobically burns fat in just minutes a day.
That's right. How does it do this? Well, because it's...
Unique friction-free track uses the momentum of gravity to target your entire midsection.
Friction-free track, people. That's right. I invented it. And on that bombshell, I welcome you to episode 3 of Stappy FM. Now, I think some of you probably want to know why. It's been so long between podcasts, especially ARC, you know? Mavis, you've all been asking. And well, the real reason is... Well, no, I need to speak seriously. Hit my serious music. That's just fantastic. Okay, that'll do. The truth is, I haven't really been that involved in the forum for a long time. You know, I've been trying to probably do one post a day or something. I've not even been keeping up. In fact, until about a week ago, I hadn't posted in the free forum for about, almost a year, I think. Except for maybe the post you pick. Because I just think it hasn't been worth it. But in the last week or so, I've been posting like crazy. I've been catching up with everyone, been talking to everyone. And it's really pushed me to make this podcast now. Because I think you guys deserve it. This forum is fantastic. And it's become a huge part of my life, as nerdy as that sounds. But it's true. And so, this is episode 3. And it's actually the first episode that's pretty much mostly about the forum and not just me doing random skits. So please listen, comment, and enjoy. Thank you. One thing that Mabus brought up in the free forum on the topic, help me pick my cosplay. One of the many topics that are just booming. Oh, okay, that's right. Everybody was talking about whose voices they've heard from Funender. Most of you have probably heard them over voice chats, some of you with podcasts, and others with videos. With me, most of you probably would have heard me only over the podcast. I might sound different because, depending on who I'm talking to, I'm normally talking a bit slower, normally a bit clearer. Because every time, say, I'm having a conversation with an American person, you know, I'll say something, you know, and maybe laugh to myself, and then there'll be like a pause, and they go, "What? You said..." And yeah, that happens a lot. This is pretty much my normal voice. I don't know, maybe I'm talking a little bit quieter than what I normally would. I'm just in a room with a microphone. But anyway, Mabus brought up my voice, or my accent really, and he said he did like... Oh no, he's just talking about my nickname for him. Okay, so anyway, he pretty much pointed out my accent. Actually, I think someone else said they liked my accent. I don't know. A few people said they liked my accent. Thank you, I think. Yeah, so... Mabus pointed out my accent. He goes, he said, "Right, let's put a shrimp on the barbie. Crikey, that a big croc." Yeah, that's a nice typo, Mabus. But then this one that I'm sure you're waiting to hear. "That's not a knife. This is a knife." That's not a knife, that's a spoon. So you've played knifey spoony before. You know, that's a plane flying over. That's a typical Aussie accent. You know, you go out to... 95% of the population in Australia is located in the capital cities, like on the coast. So if you go away from the cities, which I'll be doing in a couple of days, you really hear the thick accents. It's kind of like, you know, if you've seen Hot Fuzz, when they go up north, and there's that farmer that talks that weird accent, it's not that strong, but a little bit. We can still understand each other, obviously. But there's a little bit of diversity with the Aussie accent. So if you ever... See, most Aussies will talk like me. There's not much of an accent. I don't know. That's what I think anyway. I don't think we've got much of an accent. But if you leave the cities... Easter egg chocolate. If you leave... too much chocolate. Okay. It's alright. Just went down the wrong way. If you leave the cities... Or if you talk to, the working class people. That doesn't offend anyone. But, they'll have a really thick accent. Like, "Yeah, how you going, Cobber?" Or, "Yeah, g'day, bloke. How you going, mate?" Something like that. I sometimes try and, put on a bit of an accent. At my work. I work at a pretty busy, liquor store. And late at night, we get a lot of Indians. There's a huge amount of Indians in Australia. It's all happened over the past year. A lot of Indians, a lot of Africans as well, all migrating in. And the funny thing is, they're picking up on the Aussie accent as well. Indian customers come in, and they say, they pretty much say, "Hello, how are you?" But then they add a "mate" at the end. It just sounds really stupid, like, "Hello, how do you, mate?" Yeah. the good thing about the Indians is that they speak, you know, perfect, almost perfect English most of the time, just a bit of an accent with them. Africans, a little bit of trouble. Chinese guys, they seem to have a lot of trouble with English. But, well, they do a good job. Anyway, the whole point of this rant was the difference between Australian and New Zealand English. And, where was it? Okay, Mabus, in that same thread, helped me pick my cosplay. Mabus said that he had a teacher from New Zealand for a year. And he said that the Aussie accent is just a bit more Aussie. Yeah, I don't know what that means. But then the Kiwi accent is lighter. I actually do agree with that. I've known a few Kiwis, and I think the main difference is we tend to drag out our words more. Like, you know, we say, yeah, how you going, mate? Kiwis will go, it's almost the same, but they'll just say, they won't say mate, they'll probably say bro. Like, yeah, how you going, bro? Or something like that. A little bit higher pitched, a little bit shorter. And then you got the New Zealand Maoris, that's like the Aboriginal New Zealand, or the Polynesian people, like islanders, Pacific Islanders. They are the funniest stereotype I've ever encountered in my life. Because they have a really funny accent. They all sound the same. They all go, yeah, bro, how you going? Yeah, let's get a six-pack of this, bro. Or something like that. They just sound ridiculously funny. The biggest difference between Australian and New Zealand, and it might be subtle to any non-Australian or non-New Zealander out there, you probably won't be able to tell the difference, but we can easily, because it is a bug difference, and that is that they tend to pronounce a bit of their words like this, you know? Get a few fush and chups on the barbie, you know? Taste grouse, mate. That's, I think that's a perfect example of how New Zealanders talk. The white New Zealanders, anyway. And then what else did we have in this topic? Oh yeah, I said Suki laughs whenever I talk to her. Now I'm laughing. And she does have an accent. I can't understand people that... Sorry, I'm eating more chocolate. I can't understand people that say they don't have an accent. I think Crazed for Now said it. You do have an accent, Crazed. It's an American accent. Oh, it was Ark that said I have an awesome accent. Thank you. And Suki. What was I saying? Oh yeah, Suki does have an accent. So, like a... Oh, I won't bother trying it. It's Mexican. You know what I mean. You know, it's not quite as stereotypical as the underlay, underlay, yippah! But, she does say, my sister.
Stappy FM Cool Mints. The oh-so-cool mints that leave all the girls asking.
What's that taste in my mouth?
There's been a lot happening in Funnender. I don't know if it's normally this quick. You know, I've been on Funnender for so long. But this is the first time I've actually been posting at about a rate of 50 posts a day. I'm trying to be the poster of the month, but there's one small, cute Mexican anime girl stopping me. She goes by the name of Suki. Yeah, I've never been this active on the forum before. Well, relatively speaking. In the early days, when there weren't many members, you could say I was active. But this sheer amount of posts, I mean, I'm still having trouble keeping up. I think the best thing to do is, don't worry about keeping up, because you're not going to just go along with it. Oh, another thing I wanted to talk about was my Balthier cosplay. I will be trying to cosplay as Balthier at this year's AVCON, which is Anime Video Games Convention. I just had to remember what it stands for. That's in July, I think. So... Oh yeah, I posted a picture of what my sideburns look like and how I could get them to be shaped like Balthier, and a few of you suggested that I use a mirror. I'm not sure if you're being sarcastic or not, but who doesn't use a mirror when they shave? But but yeah, I think you're actually right. I should use a small mirror. Like one of those... What do you call them? Those little fold-out, like, circular ones.
Stappy FM Podcast, brought to you by National Missing Persons Week. Get lost with National Missing Persons Week.
There is one other thing I wanted to talk about, actually, on the forum, and I don't remember what thread it was in, where I noticed it, but It was when someone said, I wub you. You know, I... Was it I wub? I wub, sorry. I-W-U-V, and then you. You know, there's I wub you, I love you. And then the evergreen, I heart you. So, I just wanted to see what... So please comment on this. I just wanted to see what the actual scale of love was. You know, what's the most subtle way of saying, you know, I love you to someone without it sounding corny or without it sounding like you're actually hitting on them. I reckon, this is what I think anyway. Yeah, this is the scale of love. I'm not doing the scale of love just yet. No. Oh, no. Oh, no, I know what you're all thinking. We need some love music. Hit it. Yeah. Okay, the bottom is, huggles. So when you say, oh, huggles to someone, you know, that's like a, you know, cute, fun way of saying, oh, yeah, hug. You know, I like you. Then, I reckon there'd be, I heart you, because it sounds stupid. And then, I reckon, I love you. And then, once you introduce the L, you know, I love you. You know, that's like, oh, I love you. And then at the very top is, of course, I love you. I don't think there's any better way of saying it. Unless you're German. In which case, when you tell someone that you love them, it actually sounds like you want to massacre them. That's because in German, to say I love you, it's Ich liebe dich. So, here's something I want to ask for all of you to do, because I know there's one person that probably isn't listening to this, and her name is Suki. I know the people that will be listening, Mavis, Enfi, and Ark, maybe a couple more, whoever you are, thank you for listening. I want you to please, somehow, stall Suki in her quest to become Poster of the Month, because I just really want to be Poster of the Month, just once in my life, please. And at the moment, I'm so close. She's on 376 at the moment. I'm on, I think, about 340. So if it's on MSN, if it's on Funender, you know, just stall her. Don't let her post, okay, please. Thank you. This message has been brought to you by Vote 1, Stappy, Poster of the Month.